Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
I'm joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our cattle trade today?
The cattle futures are going to close green here today after being lower, significantly lower at one point. But it looks like feeders are going to be up 32 in August at 214.20, about 30 cents off of the high. September is up 37 at 210.45. October is up 25. November up 25. Now March, April, May are all just still a little bit lower here to finish the day. Those spring contracts that March, April, May are typically wheat pasture cattle, and that's seasonally, they're usually a little bit weaker. So not all that much of a surprise. There has been a little bit of spreading going on between the two, and that's kind of some of the action today. Live cattle up 25 in August to 148.95. October is up a dollar. December up 82. February up 27. So live cattle and feeder cattle both rebounding. Box beef for the third day in a row is higher here. It's 126 higher on choice at midday at 245.28. Select was just a touch lower, down 26 at 235.19. That choice select spreads widening back out to about $10, and that was on 67 loads. No cash trade developed at this time, but with the market bouncing back today, I would expect it to be likely steady with what we saw last week around 150 in Kansas.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
And Justin, what helped bring back at the grain markets today?
It was a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. You know, yesterday a lot of people caught surprise, but with these hedge funds long and wrong yesterday, they're still long and they're defending that long position. There's also this idea that, especially with corn down here at these levels and below cost of production, you know, how much lower can it go? Worldwide speaking, if it gets too much lower, you know, the southern hemisphere won't produce much. And both of those things combined, I think, just viewed as a value in corn is the reason why it's up 7 cents today, or 7.5 cents in December at 375.5. Beans are getting back a third of what they lost yesterday. November is up 18.5 at 928.5. And then the wheat up 10 to 12 cents here. Kansas City wheat bounced off of its lows, came back up to 507, up 10.5. So really a pretty good day as the market kind of softened or went through that report from yesterday. Now, this morning we had an export report. It was neutral across the board. Corn, beans, and wheat were all in line with what the estimates were, so no real surprises there. One part of that report that we haven't really talked about was cotton. Cotton today, yesterday was up big. Today it's up again, up 77 right now, 65.46 in December. They dropped bales by 1.42 million bales down to 13.0. 08 million bales. That's about 20% less than last year for our cotton production. And the yield, in terms of pounds per acre, is a four-year low of 795 pounds per acre. So a deduction in that cotton crop has prices higher, which, you know, cotton was about a break-even anyway. So any sort of rally really will help the producer here in American Southwest.
Justin, for people looking for more information from you, how can they contact you?
877 877- 431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis, KIS Futures, joining us with your market wrap-up. In recapping your markets, October live cattle up 127 at 147.85, December up 75 at 149.47, September feeder cattle up 35 at 210.32, October up 17 at 208.32, October lean hogs up $2 at 65.05, December up 145 at 61.22. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up a dime at 4.85 and a quarter, December up 9 3/4 at 506 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat up 11 at 503 and a quarter. December up 11 3/4 at 509. September corn up 6 1/2 at 363 3/4. December up 7 1/4 at 375 1/4. September soybeans up 17 3/4 at 936 1/4. November up 17 at 927. October cotton up 144 at 67.15. December up 110 at 65.79. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.